Greetings, heroes. My name is Medivis, and this will just be a little late night, well, early morning recording. I'm not actually sure. I just thought about a few things lately, you know, as one does. And I've also started rewatching an old anime that's still going, actually, One Piece. Some of you might remember it, some of you might still be watching it or reading it, I don't know. And the new episodes lost something, and I caught up, and it's over 1,000 episodes. I always, you know, watched every few years a little bit, so there's not really, there wasn't that much, right? So I watched 100 episodes or something, which is not that much, because, well, that's part of the reason the show sucks now, in my opinion. Lots of flashbacks and side stuff, and overall every episode is 10 minutes of content. It's not really that great, right? And so I went back two days ago actually, and I started rewatching the early episodes, and it made me think once again. You know, I always talk about the idea of a hero and the power that a hero really has, because it's never in their power. Flashback to Disney's Hercules in the Go the Distance song. Some of you might know that as well. Anyway, one of the parts of that song is a hero's strength is measured by his heart, or by the strength of his heart, power of his heart, something like that, you know. And that's really, you know, what it is. And that's what brought me back, One Piece brought me back to that thought and idea again. And they, in the beginning, the show or the story has a lot more soul in the beginning, I think. It sort of lost its way and went to the fleshy whatever road, which is stupid. In the beginning, the first few things, they are all about dreams, you know? And they talk about that in a ton of episodes. And a dream for them can be a lot of things. It can be an object, like a building. I don't know, your family home. That could be your dream. Or your family itself. Or your brothers and sisters that you have made or gotten through your journey. Your actual dreams, you know, like a goal, something huge like that. But it's more than, you know, just a goal. It's something deeper. And I think that goes hand in hand with the power of a hero, because that's what other people feel. I usually call it presence or aura, which is something that you can't really measure. Right? You can't really explain it. You can't really, define it. There are definitions for all of these things, of course, but not really for the hero idea or ideal, I guess. It's that someone, and usually I say great men, but, you know, there were great women as well in history. Overall, there were very few great people, though, you know? It's like a percent of a percent of a percent that actually throughout history has reached that level. And I think we need more of that again. You know, it's this, someone has a dream and they really give it their all. They're willing to die for their dream. Doesn't mean they will die recklessly or give up or anything. It means that they've made their choice and they're willing to live with that choice, and they're willing to fight for whatever their dream is. And other people, they don't even need to know that person. When they see that determination and that will that is behind that dream, it's not really, well, it's seeing, it's more like feeling it, right? Then they sometimes, if they are very lucky, get inspired too. And that, I think, is what we have lost. Talked with my aunt yesterday a lot about the soul of people, right? Not like of a single person, but the soul of, let's say, a nation. Because my upbringing, if you look at it, was pretty Prussian in the sense. Like, it was very strict in discipline, lots of rules, lots of tasks, and also punishments, right? So I talked about this before, and I will probably do it a million more times because my grandmother was so important to me. But I hated her when I was small, well, in school, because every time I would screw up, she would make me do it again until I didn't screw up anymore. So sometimes I wrote my homework 5 times, 10 times or whatever, because she would just rip out the page and say, do it again, do it properly this time. Anytime I half-assed it or I just started crossing out every other word because I didn't think before I wrote, or if I just completely missed the task because I, and I still do this to this day, and I think many people do this, where you don't really read the question, and you just jump after the first 2 words and then you work on a completely wrong question. No, so that soul, I think, is akin to heroism, right? Because that is also something that can inspire people. And it's also something that most parts of the world have lost completely. Part of that is natural progression, I think. Because we kicked out religion in a lot of places. And there's something to be said about that that's very good. Something that's to be said about that that's very, very, very bad. Mainly the point that we don't have a replacement. And I think our cultures, or the people's soul, went with that, right? And this is not about race or anything. Europeans can tell you that. Like, Americans and some other places of the world that are more diverse, I guess, they don't really get that. I mean, diverse in race. But Europe, we're all, or almost all, Caucasian, right? But talk to a German about the French, or French about the Germans, and then mention the, Spanish people or the Italians, you're gonna hear a story about it's not the same, because that race stuff in the great scheme of things doesn't really matter. It always comes down to either smaller or bigger things, more important things, things that have more weight. And the soul of a people, that's something huge, If you, maybe not now, because Germany has fallen far, but in the past, if you heard that is German handiwork, you would usually think that's high quality and that will last and, oh, that must be efficient or anything like that. Or in Japan, I know, they still think of Germans as these very dedicated, hardworking, disciplined people, because that's the soul of German or Prussian people, because honestly, this entire core that's here, German, Swiss, Austria, and a few of the smaller countries around that were part of Prussia, they all have a common soul. Or parts, at least, So, that's also something that people don't have definitions for. It's something that naturally grew, and that other people, or people that are part of that group, can feel, and that can, inspire, but also direct. And we have lost that. And I'm not actually sure how we can get that back, because I have no doubt, and, I'm a crazy bonkers tinfoil head, probably in the eyes of some people for that, but I have no doubt that there are powerful people who are against the idea of that soul. Because they want to, make everyone into the same. But the thing is, people are not the same, and nations are not the same. And if you try to make it all the same, in the end, you end up with a mush. It's like when you combine different flavors, if you combine too many, the result is not good. Or if you combine colors, I mean, on paper, you know, watercolors, something like that. If you combine too many, it gets muddy and then black. You lose the different colors. You maybe start out with yellow and red and blue and purple and pink, but in the end, if you mesh together too many of them, all of them lose what they were, and you just end up with something. It's not that vibrant as it was before. And yeah, I have no clue how we can get that back, except starting with the idea of a hero. That's why I talk about that so much. That more people start dreaming again. And I know that's absolutely stupid in our world, especially in our times right now, with all the restrictions and totalitarian bullshit going on all around. And let's say the evil forces at work, be that countries that seem to want war or that don't care about who they hurt or what they do to the planet, or be that some shadowy force some people see somewhere that might or might not exist. But I usually say that you don't use a light in the middle of the day, right? So if you're out in the sun, you wouldn't light a torch because it's day. The sun is shining. Let's say it's a very sunny day. You would never light a torch that day because, well, why would you? I mean, you would light a fire to cook food in the past, but you wouldn't need a light source. You would need the light source in the dark. So saying we can't dream, we can't be cheerful, we can't, I don't know, show our love for our family, we can't take care of others, just because it's dark right now, that seems completely backwards to me. Because, well, if it's dark, you light the torch. You do what you can. And I've always done that. I've been raised to always do that. And I know that my family has always done that, at least for the generations I have known or heard about. So like great-grandparents, great-great-grandparents, yeah, something like that. Around there, you know? It's, even if you have little, you share, and if you can do something, then you do it, and you try to not be small-minded about little things, and yeah, you dare to dream. Doesn't mean it will always work out, sorry for the voice crack there, doesn't mean that it will be easy even if it works out, or that it will stay that way after it quote-unquote worked out. You know, it's something that's a steady progress that will stay there forever. Life is a marathon, right? It's not a sprint. And you might seem like you reached the goal line, but if you're not careful, you will slip backwards because it's really all on the slope. It's never, like, straight. It's never that easy. And so, I would ask everyone who's listening and is still around at me rambling for 15 minutes with probably dubious voice quality and a tired voice because it's 7 a.m. and I haven't slept yet. Dare to dream. Don't just say you have a dream. Really, you know, it's something you really have to think about. You have to meditate on. Most people, anyway. Some people, they are lucky. They get that spark and they work their entire life for it and they usually get what they deserve. But for us other people, us normal people, we have to work hard to even find that dream, that vision. And it all starts with the thought of accepting that dreaming is good. You know, people use it as an insult, like he's just a dreamer or she's just a dreamer, or yeah, they love just live in their own little world, or, you know, stuff like that. And that without action can be really bad. It can hurt the people around you. It can hurt yourself, and it can drive you into a corner, and then you really gotta work your ass off to get out of it. But it still starts with that thought. And that's something tyrants had to learn in the past as well. You know, in German we say, die Gedanken sind frei, which is the thoughts are free. It's where everything starts. In your heart and in your thoughts. It's something that forms out of nothing. And anything in our world comes from that. So somebody says, he's just a dreamer, you know. I bet the same type of people said the same things about people like Steve Jobs or Bill Gates or now Elon Musk, or before that, you know, people like Tesla or Edison, Newton, the founding fathers. You know, think about that little chat there. Oh, yeah, heard of those motherfuckers over there? They want to stand up to the fucking British Empire and make their own little doodad there with their own rules and shit. Those fucking dreamers. You know, that's how it started. That's how most of what we think is normal started, you know? We can fly through the fucking air. We can talk through almost all countries at all times. You can just, you know, connect through the internet or pick up your freaking phone and talk to someone on the other end of the world. That's not normal. That's not expected. That was someone who had a dream, gave it their all, and usually then someone else picking up that torch because they got inspired and felt the same spark and carrying it further. And then again, and then again, and then again, because that's what humans do. It's not all humans, of course. It's more like humanity's a huge train, and you got like a few people, a handful really, at the front, and they are pulling this huge, massive train that seems to have no drive of its own. But because those handful of people are at the front and pulling that train, some of those who get on board or were there for a long time and just looked out of the window for the first time, they see those people at the front and say, well, if they're giving it their all, if they dare to, you know, make a path for us, if they dare to dream, then maybe I should too. And that's where it starts. That's what needs to change again. And I get realism. I get being in trouble, and I get being in a hard spot, and those who know me personally, they know that I am myself not in the greatest of spots, be it with a family I've lost over the last few years, with my situation right now. I'm working on it, you know, but it's still not that great. And yeah, it's just something you still have to do. And you can do it with a lot of joy, even though it's so hard. And you can do it with a smile almost always. Sure, there will be sad days and really difficult days where you want to give up. But like, even in my situation, I'm not sad. If you remember back, a few weeks back, I had that. But after that, and I, it's episode, I don't know what, but you can see it. It was a real talk, something. Bleh. And it made a little click after that. That is connected to this dream stuff and all that sorts. And the result of that is that I thought about my life, you know, the things I had, the things I didn't have, the things I did and didn't do, the things I might still do or will do or will have to do, to see the negative side as well. And something akin to that, let's call it dream flame, came to myself, which is really more gratefulness, people call it. And it's easy to say, be grateful every day. It's very hard to arrive at that point. But I swear to you, once you get there, things get a lot easier, no matter how shitty the situation, no matter how far you can still fall or how high you maybe want to climb. And, you know, it's always you're on a cliff. But a cliff next to a mountain, right? You could slip and fall way deeper because there's always a way deeper. And even if you want to get what you want, well, there's still the fucking mountain you have to climb. That's not that much better either. So either way, it's going to be difficult. And no matter which way it goes, which is why worry is so useless and dangerous, you still have to work for it. Either way. So look at the little things you have. And that can be, you know, tiny parts. That could be something great. Every person has something good in their life. Or can find something good in their life. And if it's just, I got no one, I got nothing. Well, so, I got nothing to lose. Well, I can lose my life, but, you know, that's endgame, kind of. So, worrying about that, that doesn't help. And if you're very low, then every small step you do is a huge step. And that's something good, right? So, we got to worry less, we got to dream more, and we got to show other people that we dare to dream. Because people hide their dreams, people act like dreaming is bad, and people have lost the structure that used to be there to guide you towards that dream, you know? Because in the past, people would reach a certain age, and that some people that was like elementary school, some people, like I had in kindergarten. In kindergarten, I was so sure what I wanted to do. Other people kept me from doing it, and the structure around us was already, you know, broken down enough that I failed in the end. But people had that. And a lot of people would work towards that, you know, like taking over their family's business, because in the past, a lot more families had business or professions, at least. And the society that looked well upon hard workers, at least for example here in Germany, that made it so that most people wanted to work hard, because we always want to belong to a group, even the outsiders, you know, like me. Even me want to belong somewhat, maybe to a smaller group, maybe to a more tight-knit group, but you know, it's human. There are a few broken humans, and yes, they are broken, who don't feel things like that, and that's a twist of nature, but for most of us, that's not the case. Plenty of people lie to themselves and say, yeah, I'm okay like this, I don't need others, and shit like that, but you really gotta hone down, you know, on that dream idea, and really gotta think about it. And really got to work towards it. And really got to show it as well. The heart that's in that, whatever you're doing. I hope that's what I'm doing when I talk to you people like this. I know it's not many people who listen. I have no clue how many listen to the end or this long in. But those people who have listened, who have talked to me, they always said it sounds very human or very personal, very direct. It's because I'm not putting on a show. I'm not planning anything. I'm talking off the top of my head here. I just had an idea that we need to dream more. So I started my recording
at 7 a.m. and started talking for half an hour because that's what I wanted to do, you know? So maybe one other idiot out there who is as stupid as me listens to this at like 4 a.m. of their time and is like, wait, if he does that, maybe you can do that too. Maybe you can just turn on the microphone as well. Just talk shit. Doesn't need to be anything profound like this. Doesn't even need to be this. Could be a video. Could be a tweet. Could be a letter to someone you haven't talked to in a while. Or a little text message. Could be a phone call to your family. Could be anything. You know, just something that makes you do a little bit more, that creates a little bit more good in the world. And then, you know, work towards a dream. And inspire others. And guide others. Even if society doesn't like you doing that, don't do it to the point where they put you away, because that will help nobody. But, you know, you see someone ruining their life or getting close to it. Like, you know someone who wants to get with a married woman, or you know someone who drinks a little bit too often, or who seems to party a little bit too hard, you know, eats too much, moves too little, you know, something like that. You can inspire people, and don't do it with a like, "Hey, you fat ass, you gotta work out more," unless you know you two are guys and you're really good friends, because then that can work. That's how I started working out at first. No, it's just like, you know, a little nudge. Maybe something like, "Hey, I worry about you in this shape or in this situation, and I want to help you, and I know you can do this change, or you can, you know, do that thing, and I'm here to help you with that." And where is that? Or, you know, I don't know, giving someone a sandwich who's been stuck on the street and a blanket. It's not that hard. It's not that hard. Kind words go a long way. Your actions go an even longer way. And knowing what you want and being able to accept whatever the consequences are for going after what you want and inspiring others, that's what will actually change things again. And I know that will happen. I know it full well. And I know people say that times are dark and shit and war and illnesses that will eradicate us and all that shit. I don't give a fuck. I know it's gonna get better. Maybe it's 10 years, maybe it's 20 or 40 or 50 or 100, but it's gonna get better. And it's gonna get better because idiots like me will keep saying it's gonna get better. And if enough people, you know, hear that and then say it too, and then work towards that, whoo, what humanity can do. So I know that people who play with the lives of many other peoples will get punished. I know that humanity will reach greater heights. And I know that the world just doesn't end like that. You know, if you look past the surface of whatever fear they're selling you, it's usually not that black and white, and half the time they don't know what they're talking about. And thing is, if you don't know what you're talking about, then rather talk about hope and dreams than despair and fear. Thank you for listening. I'll go and have a nap now, probably. And as always, keep on adventuring.